Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Cam Atwell's Kayla is here. Cam has been with us before, and she's works in the IT industry. She's in her company, helps companies in the IT industry put their best foot forward. We're going to get her to tell us more about that in just a little bit, but she's here to talk to us about some very important stuff. Cam, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. So give us a little bit of a perspective on what with your industry, your business model. How have you dealt with you? You and I haven't talked in a few months, and a whole lot's happened since then. What is your perspective on where you think things are in terms of your company dealing with your customers, and how? What's your perspective now? Let's say compared to where it was maybe either a year ago or even when we talked last year.
So one of the things that we've been very intentional about is focusing on the customer experience. Many people now work remotely, and you don't have that opportunity to be face-to-face or for in the IT industry to go on-site and have your one-on-one interactions with the users. And so that has really necessitated more engagement from our support personnel with our customers and our point of contact, but it actually prompted us to launch a customer experience team. Because of the need to really take that engagement level up more so than what our engineers or our regular service managers could provide. We saw that is a very big need in the market right now, understanding that because that human contact in person is usually not there now, developing a customer experience model where we still have that interaction on a consistent basis, and I like to call it the customer advocate, was one of the things that we really came out of this last year and has been something that I've been very passionate about building.
Now, one of the things that I've talked about a lot in the last 9-10 months on the show and in my column is the word expectation. And trying to point out to people that whatever you thought you knew about the customer's expectations in even March of 2020, all that is a relic. It's all ancient, probably extinct information. And if you aren't continually checking, almost at least month to month, minimum of month to month, what your customer's expectations are, you're going to get behind real quick. And those expectations drive the experience, don't they?
100%. And I think a lot of it comes down to how we're communicating with our customers and how we're receiving that feedback. You know, one of the things that we're doing is we're even building out our own software right now that is going to bridge that gap between what the customer's expectation is and how our team members are engaged with our company. Because really, both are intertwined with each other. But it's about the communication and the consistency of it, definitely. It's about how often are we doing a temp check to make sure that all is well. You know, it literally takes one issue or one incident to, send everything in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's making sure that, so we like to call it, generous listening. But when there are issues that are happening, are we listening generously to what the issue is?
Mm-hmm.
Are we confirming that what they've said is what we've heard? We've gone in. One of the things we did is this beautiful training called the Collaborative Way Training. And it is, and it's a model that we're actually implementing within our organization about how to listen generously so that we can hear and understand what the customer is saying to us. And then, you know, just reiterating it back, hey, so this is what I'm hearing. This is what the challenge is. Because sometimes the biggest gap that we face is this lack of communication. And, you know, it's lost in translation.
Well, and there's another issue here, Kim, that we have to deal with now that we didn't have to think about a year ago. I mean, once upon a time, like 10 months ago, you could call on someone, and the only thing on the table was what they need and how you could help them. You know, okay, maybe you heard that they were sick, or you heard that they, you know, or you know a little bit about their personality, you know what they like and what they don't like, but it never occurred to you that there was a specter of whether, you know, we could be dead tomorrow from the coronavirus. That was never part of the equation. Now we've got this underlying issue that adds to a sensitivity, a concern, or whatever, another layer of expectations of safety and health that you have to make sure is sort of undergirds. You got to be paying attention to those things when you talk to people, right? I mean, everybody is different. Some people are saying, you know, I don't care about this, and other people are scared to death of it.
Yeah, I think there's a certain level of empathy, right? That
yeah.
It's now more prevalent. So, you know, in our IT space, we have different personalities. Most of engineers tend to be very, they're very detail-orientated. The numbers matter to them. But from a social perspective, they're not as extroverted, whereas salespeople usually are very extroverted. They're, mm-hmm. you know, we do personality assessments, but they're very outgoing and they are more connected emotionally to people. And so now what you're looking at is the engineers have to now see and develop this level of empathy that mm-hmm. for some it may not be comfortable for them
mm-hmm.
Because of what's happening right now.
They did. Once upon a time, they didn't have to worry about their customers' feelings, did they?
Exactly.
It was all about the ones and zeros, and now it's about something else. Hey, Kim, I need your website, please. Kim, can I have your website, please?
Oh, www.ikbd.net.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, right back with Kim Atwal, Kayla. We're going to talk some more about this after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
All over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.